we got a follow-up on a story from yesterday, and it kind of ties into a story that I want to tell you about, which includes video of how beer is being credited with faith in humanity.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Sure.
Yesterday, we were having fun with the news coming out that Stroh's beer is once again going to be available on draft in Michigan. How cool. And we were talking about it, and the question was posed, well, as much as Stroh's is so synonymous with the city of Detroit itself, do we find Stroh's beer in our area? And, of course, lo and behold, the importance of that question garnered several listener messages and updates. You received a few in your own email, Pat Johnston.
Yeah, what was it? I'm doing this off the top of my head, Charlie. I'm sorry, but I think it was there was a Storm 46 near 75. Is it
JB's?
JB's,
Market.
JB's
Market.
I was told that you can get some there. And then also, I got a couple. Oh, well, somebody sent me a. I haven't been able to use it yet, but a beer finder. It's just something you can just type in, I guess, what kind of beer you're looking for, and they'll be able to tell you exactly where you can find it. That's pretty cool.
A beer finder, okay.
That is pretty cool.
What next?
We also received a message from our friend Brenda, who said that it's locally distributed by Fabiano Brothers.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are other places, too. But, again, we appreciate people who stepped up, coming to the rescue of trying to find out if indeed it was available in the area.
Right. And you and I, we were reminiscing about, remember the old Stroh's TV commercials with Alex, the dog.
The dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the anti-Spuds McKenzie. He was just an everyman's dog. Mutt.
He was. Hit the
unkempt and everything, but he was a loyal dog.
That's all that counted.
That's right.
He was always there. Well, again, we appreciate listeners who of all the things that we discuss, we talk about, and garners interest.
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much for your emails. We appreciate
it. The beer interest was high. So speaking of that, I was amused by this story here. Let me grab the information so I have it. This actually comes from South Korea. And it says, recently, a South Korean beer company became the talk of the town after releasing a video. The video was about a driver who was transporting beer, had an accident, spilled 2,000 bottles of beer on a road. Yeah, and there's video. It shows how the truck is turning a corner, and it appears almost like the sides of the truck were left open. Mm. That's what it looks like to me. Anyway, the beer spills out, and so the driver stops his vehicle, starts to clear the mess, and well, here you go. I'll show you the little video.
A lot of people want to join the party.
Well, you know, now we talk about these stories. You know, the cars carrying bags of money, spill, everyone grabs it. You know, oh my gosh, beer on the highway! Let's grab some bottles and drink. That might happen here in America, but no. So here's how it looks here. Check out this thing coming around the corner there.
Past crying.
Yeah.
There's spilt beer. Oh, my goodness.
Lots of it, too.
Lots of it.
Sure
is.
Wow. Were barrels or kegs that busted open. Oh.
What happens is, in the video, again, the company uploads it, you find the driver pulls over to the side of the road and starts cleaning it up. And then what happens is a couple of passerbys start to join. And pretty soon you had a handful of people who came out of nowhere and started to help the driver clean up the mess himself. A few others even started directing traffic. And people started commenting, suggesting that it was heartwarming responses to a man who clearly was having a bad day. And people stepped up, not asking for anything, and weren't doing anything to create more of a problem, but were looking for a solution. And this is where some of the comments talked about how this helped to restore faith in humanity, that this incident, people stepped up, the kindness of strangers being found. In fact, the company now, on this video, using a QR code, is requesting that the people who helped the driver to please come forward. They never identified himself. They just helped and walked away because the company would like to thank them a little bit more appropriately.
Yeah.
The truck driver, by the way, wasn't disciplined, fined, fired, whatever. Just the company said it was an accident.
Yeah, accidents happen.
Nothing you can do.
But people on social media were touched by how the driver responded himself and how the people stepped up again to restore their faith in humanity.
Would that happen here?
See, and again, I'm just...
Because that's in Korea. I don't know.
This is in South Korea.
South Korea.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'd like to think so.
I would, too. Or you would like to think.
And, you know, frankly, there are probably a lot of times these little things happen that we never hear about.
Yeah.
You never hear about. People
that's right. Yeah.
People need to post more of those videos instead of some of the videos that people do post.
Yeah.
They need to post these kinds of videos. People who step up and do these kinds of things that help out, because they're all over the place. We know that they are.
Of course.
But you just never hear a lot about them. I just thought it was hilarious and how beer restored faith in humanity.
They're shuffling around in all that beer, and then they get back in their cars, and all they can do is smell beer on their shoes and clothes.
never thought about that.
Yeah.
Hope that hanging air freshener is...
Wait until the guy gets home and walks in the house. Where have you been?
Well, you see, I was helping. Sure, you were. No, there's video.